All of the essays that were written by Kabbalists, they wrote them in order for us to rise from the level of the beast, where this is how we think in our whole world, to the level of Adam, of man, so that we would resemble the Creator, meaning think like the Creator, perform actions like the Creator, everything towards bestow and love of others, compared to our level, which is towards love and thinking about oneself. So here, in this essay also, make for yourself a rab and buy yourself a friend and judge every person favorably, this only relates to our attitude to the Creator, because there is nothing else in the world but the Creator. The fact that He is hiding behind all kinds of images, all kinds of actions, all kinds of whatever we feel, that as if the world is full of all kinds of things. All in all, it is all, it's in order for us to find our right attitude to Him in a full manner. By this, we correct ourselves, because there is none else besides Him is a condition that exists. It is a fact, the only fact that exists in reality. And all of the abundance of incidents that we go through, and those images and characters are still vegetative, animate, and speaking, it is also that behind it we will discover the Creator that includes all of these forms, and we need this whole environment here and in the upper worlds also, only in order to build a right attitude towards Him and see only Him.
Is the greatness of the Creator that one feels.
All of our work is actually to discover and to determine that there is none else besides Him. There is none else besides Him. That is a fact, because besides the Creator, nothing exists. And if we can speak about the created beings, the created beings are something that exists, and it exists only in order to determine the uniqueness of the upper force. In order to determine the uniqueness of the upper force, we as created beings must determine it in the opposite manner, since the Creator Himself is concealed, and we depict to ourselves the image of the Creator in all kinds of imaginary forms, that I exist in a world full of events, I exist in a society full of friends, all kinds of strangers, etc. And with all of the disturbances that I go through from the world, those that are closer or farther away, and in general throughout life and inside of myself, out of my body and from the outside, I need to determine that all of these things come only from a single source, from the upper force, from my Creator. This is why He is called Creator, Bore. On the one hand, if I receive anything, I receive it only from Him. He is the only source for whatever is happening. He is the only source for everything that is happening to me and also the world as it seems to me. He rules everything. And whatever is happening, whatever I feel, it is all in order to aim me to discover the Creator as the only source and the source of good. And this actually is all of our work. Because we need to reach it with the quality of bestowal, then we're given all kinds of disturbances, obstructions. And these disturbances are because we feel and see by ourselves that there are so many sources of influence over us, nature, the still vegetative and animate people, the speaking level, in all kinds of forms who influence me, and I must attribute all of these influences to the Creator, one by one, all the time. And each moment in my life, even though I cope with my life on the corporeal domain, on my spiritual domain, which I build, I must also arrange all of the sources of my bestowal to be one above me, constantly think about him and imagine that everything is coming from him. This way I reach a state where this whole world, meaning everything that I feel in my five beastly corporeal senses, I see in those things only a foundation from which onward I will reach determining that it is all spirituality and only the Creator is the reason, the cause for me, is also the goal, since I need to discover that this is how it is. This work is called work above reason, meaning above all of the disturbances that I feel from this world, from my life, from myself, and from the environment, and I attribute all of this to the Creator as well, so that I, as well as my environment, it all disappears in him.
Well,
this is what you should try to do, to relate everything to a single source, single root, that he determines everything. But the most important is the ten, nevertheless. If we converge in our work to the ten, then you can say that roughly it covers everything. It covers everything. Because here you are working with all of your kelim. In the end, you must reach a state where everything comes from the Creator, and He is the one relating to the ten. I recommend to focus only on the ten. All of the rest, whatever is happening to us from the outside, first of all, it will come later, and you will see how it all falls into place. All of the external world is also included in the ten. Gradually, we will discover that. Baltia number one.
The problem is in making the distinction between faith above reason. What is the advantage of that?
Faith is how I relate to the Creator, and it should be above whatever seems to me with my mind and emotion. What I feel, what I understand now as a person, this is called within reason. I need to reach an attitude to the Creator and dvekut, adhesion, such a connection with the Creator, in spite of whatever I feel in my mind and emotion, meaning as a person, as a human being, above it and in spite of it. This is my work. And here, by this, we acquire the force of faith. It is in contrast to our reason, and it gives me the possibility to understand, to feel what is the level of importance, the level of thinking, the level of sensation of the Creator, that what he thinks and understands and feels is the opposite of the person. We will reach that. We have to enter it gradually, And each day it becomes worse than yesterday because they keep increasing our will to receive, making it greater. What yesterday seems to be clear, as if I had some grip on faith above reason, at least sometimes today disappears and I no longer know what I'm even saying, talking about. And this way, day by day, we try to somehow have more of a grip on this concept of faith above reason until it happens. Anyone who has more of a reason is more cruel, more egoistic, that it is more difficult for him to reach faith above reason. He has a higher soul, heavier soul. It is heavier now, and through this heaviness, through this coarseness, he can actually reach the higher degrees in his soul, in his grip on the Creator. However, it requires more time.
Meaning that the main thing is if we continue, and every day certainly we see new obstacles, but this is of course for us to do the making, right? And to elevate the friends to the degree of the Rav, so we can relate to the Creator in the same way, and also to build His image in the same way as the friends. You cannot relate to the Creator more than you do to the friends, or better than you do to the friends. Therefore, from the love of the creations to the love of God. And we have to see that this is how it's all built up. Otherwise, it will be in order to receive, not in order to bestow. It will always be because it is worthwhile for me. It's worthwhile for me to have a good relationship with the Creator and with the friends, with the world, I'll somehow get along. But that's not true. That's not correct. It's actually the way I regard the group that determines the way I regard the Creator. It may not seem to me that way, but it's this way exactly. The Creator cannot be important, respected, a great ruler in my estimation, any more than the group is. Be'er Sheva.
Good morning, Rav. Thank you. I have a question. I'll read it. Rabash writes to us that the order is that first we have to start with make for yourself a Rav, only then buy yourself a friend. It was in the first excerpt. Is there a difference in the order of the work on whether you relate to the Creator or you relate to the friends?
Yes, of course, the friends come first and later the Creator. Then it's sure to be not egoistic. Because, you know, with respect to the Creator, everyone is willing to be greatly righteous and to treat him well, so to speak. But with the friends, not so much. That means that you're working from your ego. Whereas if you work with the friends in such a way where you restrain your ego, you fix it, you correct it, through that, you connect to the Creator. The Creator, ultimately, is the sum total of the friends. At the center of the ten, where you get to the center of the ten, when you're drawn to everyone equally and you value them and you want to adhere to them, and you feel that you yourself small and they are great, that brings you to the correct attitude towards the Creator. Otherwise it comes from the side of the ego and has no room in holiness, in sanctity.
So the work in the ten is actually, first of all, I make a friend, and then I start to appreciate the friends as Rav, as greater than myself. Is this what you mean?
Yes, yes. But later you do the same thing with the Creator. You buy. Meaning that in every situation, in every place, we need to try to see the actions of the Creator. The Creator clothes in everything around the person. And so through various actions, which may be contradictory, entirely unclear, unpleasant, the Creator is clothed in them in order to shake the person up a bit, to bring the person to a state where he leaves his reason and is capable of achieving faith. Please read again.
Reading excerpt 59 again from Bala Sulam Shamari 40, what is the measure of faith in the Rav? One should depict to oneself as if he has already been rewarded with all faith in the Creator and already feels in his organs that the Creator leads the whole world in the form of the good who does good. Meaning that the whole world receives only good from him. Yet, when one looks at oneself, he sees that he is poor and indigent. In addition, when he observes the world, he sees that the whole world is tormented, each according to his degree. One should say about that, they have eyes, but they do not see. They means that as long as one is in multiple authorities, called they do not see the truth. What are the multiple authorities? As long as one has two desires, even though he believes that the whole world belongs to the Creator, but something belongs to man too. However, in truth, one must annul one's authority before the authority of the Creator and say that one does not want to live for oneself. And the only reason that he wants to exist is in order to bring contentment to the Creator. By this, one annuls his own authority completely. And then he is in the singular authority, the authority of the Creator. Only then can he see the truth, how the Creator leads the world by the quality of good and doing good. However, as long as he is in multiple authorities, meaning when he still has two desires in both mind and heart, he is unable to see the truth. Instead, he must go above reason and say, they have eyes, but they do not see the truth.
No, you cannot say that what you see isn't true, because this is in the vessels of reason, but it is happening, and the world is suffering, and it's impossible to deny, and it's impossible to disregard. But there is a degree called faith above reason. If we rise there to there, we see that all of this is arranged in the best possible way, out of love, and everyone is enjoying it. On our level, the level of reason, everything is reception and everyone is suffering.
To go with faith above reason, it's only with the help of the friends, when I receive from them the sublimity of the Lord. Or
To rise to the degree of faith above reason is possible for me only if I replace my perception with the perception of others, clothing in others, where I I simply enter into the others as an embryo within his mother's womb, and in such a way I begin to grow myself and to see myself above reason, above my ego, because anyone who finds flaws with others is seeing his own flaws. Everything that I see in the world as bad, I see it through my own ego. So how can the world take a different form if I see that everyone is sick, everyone is suffering? What, I get another doctor and he states that everyone is healthy? No, it's difficult for us to grasp, but effort is required in order to somehow understand that there is a different perspective. It's like, according to Einstein, I don't know how to put it. If we rise to the degree of bestowal instead of the degree of reception, there I will see a different form of existence and relationships between people. And then all the bad that I see on the plane of reason, it all appears good to me in the plane of above reason. I see that today it's a bit difficult. Very good. Very nice. I suppose there is a certain burden on everyone's heart. And this is good. I see that we're becoming like a single body. And so you don't have those who are in descent.
The desire of the friends will begin to shine.
Oh, that's not simple. That's after you're connected to one another and there is in you a light. Well, you cannot receive. Well, I'll say, you cannot receive any light in the ten before you all connect together as one, where your entire connection together will be like one sphira. Because the light doesn't enter the Kli of Keter. The light does not enter the Kli of Keter, even the light of Nefesh, the small one, unless all these kelim will be ready. It won't enter. You can't just prepare the Kli of Keter. You need to prepare all the kelim, the whole ten. You need to prepare them all, and to the power that you're connected, then the light will enter into the Keter. Otherwise it stands here and doesn't enter. It just presses you to connect. There's no somewhat in spirituality. 10 and not 9, 10 and not 11. That's why you need to be connected together. And to the smallest extent that you're connected, even in a small way, only by that you give the light of Nefesh the ability to enter the Kli of Keter. And to the extent in which you're more connected between you, then you make room for also this light of Nefesh to enter the Kli of Chochmah and the light of, and then you receive in addition the light of Ruach. That's how it works.
Так, извините, пожалуйста, так мы не ведем расчетов с частными сферот, получается?
So, we don't make a calculation on individual sfirot, of individual desires at friends.
No, we never make the calculation with the individual desires of people or personal sfirot in the ten. We make a calculation to the extent in which we are all incorporated in one another and the extent in which the connection between us comes to unity. That's important. The connection between us and how and what manner each of us and each strength we
Mario from the Philippines is asking how the understanding of the inverse relation between light and vessels can help a person practically in the work in the tent.
That's all of our work. When we begin to attain the opposite relationship between the lights and the kelim, the extent in which our coarseness, listen, everyone, to the extent in which our aviyut that is being revealed helps us attain greater and higher lights, where specifically anyone who is greater than his friend, who attains the greatness of the Creator high up, it's because his inclination is greater than him, because his egoistic desire is revealed in him in such a way. Therefore, all the process that we go through, where there were high souls and they attained the end of correction in the past, these were very pure, refined souls. And the coarsest of souls are being revealed now in our generation. Therefore, it's very difficult for us to enter spirituality. But specifically by us entering, we are evoking the highest possible lights that have never been revealed. And we are bringing the Messiah, as it's called, the great general light that fills the whole soul of Adam Rishon. This is why we need to respect this whole big kli that we have now, which is coarse, that doesn't understand a thing, doesn't feel anything, and doesn't want anything, and is crude, and people are just obtuse, and doesn't matter. Specifically, when they will correct themselves, and we will help them, we, the servants, the servers of this to all of humanity, of this coarse and crude humanity, then by them the great light will be revealed, including the general light. Which
the suffering and the desire of each friend.
To draw the reforming light, we need to just start to get interested in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Whether we want to do this in a more serious, directed way, then we have to connect with between us already. So that our force, our gravitational force, will be stronger and will be arranged according to the light. The light that builds us in 10 parts, in 10 sefirot. That's why we need to connect to the 10 in such a way and begin to operate between us so that we will be as similar as possible to the light. What is the light? The light is bestowing. Hence, we need to try and bestow to one another. The light bestows to us, so we need to bestow from the bestowal between us to the Creator. And then we come by this to an adaptation, a resemblance between us and the light. That's why the light has to be similar to the Kli, and the Kli enters it. I'm sorry, the light has to be similar to the Kli, and then it enters it. How can we do this and make it so that we're so perfect? The most purest, cleanest inclination between us towards the Creator is our Keter. The moment we begin and try to make these actions truly disconnected from our egos, and in a connection between us, and from the connection between us also to the Creator who's within us, then we come to a state in which we start to feel in that connection between us an illumination, some light, some presence of an upper force, the Bore, the Creator, that is revealed in us this way. And this is how we begin to discover the spiritual world. That's how it is. It's all revealed within the Ten.
We need to try and advertise throughout all the networks with all whatever possible online that there is such a group that is disseminating the method for how people can reach the good life, the truth, open up for themselves in the upper world. No, find out why we exist, what's happening with us in this time. All those things. This is free. This is all free. They should enter our website and, or you can just take parts from our website and disseminate it wherever you can. And somehow it will go around. We have no choice. Only in this way can we correct the world and correct ourselves. We are not destined to correct ourselves and reach adhesion in the Creator by ourselves. We will reach adhesion in the Creator on the condition that we want to attract to this adhesion all of humanity, all of it. The Creator doesn't awaken us, did not awaken any one of you because He needs you. Rather, He knows that behind each one there will be millions and billions of souls and parts of souls that will come. So the Creator is awakening us to pull all of humanity behind us. And if you want to come closer to the Creator, it can be only on the condition that you are pulling, drawing, attracting more and more people. I'm telling you from my experience, had I not been engaged in dissemination, I would never have discovered the Creator and feel Him and understand Him and be in the connection with Him the way I am right now. It's only because I'm bringing people to it. It's written also by Baal Sulam about it. So please, in every spare moment, try to disseminate the method of our method of correction. Send people to our websites, different places, everything. The idea that there is a method for the correction of the world. Not that the corona is in control, rather we can be in control of our destiny. This is the time that we need to publicize this idea, and this is on this rests your advancement.
Florida.
Yes, Rav. Regarding dissemination, what should be our prayer to the Creator before any dissemination action?
The prayer to the Creator has to be in that we are asking His help to reach the heart of each and every person, and that He will join us, and together we will reach such a kli that will allow the Creator to be revealed to all of humanity, and then this world, all of us, will begin to rise to a to this.
What is the Zivug Daka in our work?
Zivug Daka, coupling of striking, is when I do it against my desire. I perform an action against my desire. My desire is to receive, and I overcome and make an action in order to bestow. Where I wish to enjoy myself, and I make an action to benefit or delight the Creator, or in place of the Creator to delight the friends, and through the friends to the Creator, or maybe even without the Creator, only the friends, also good.
So without the Zivug Daka we can advance?
Without the striking, there's no spiritual mating. The spiritual connection happens only through striking.
What's the striking in the 10?
When the friends are more important to you than yourself.
And then what?
then it means that you are striking your ego in order to love them, in order to connect with them, to bestow to them.
And does it happen in our tents?
Does it happen, or if it happens or not, I don't want to say. You should check it. In your tent, I don't think so.
Because you said everybody, you're gentlemen, so that's what I...
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I know you, that's why it's like that. Strike yourself, beat yourself, and then you'll come to love of friends, and you have a meeting of striking. Beating, you have a mating on top of this beating of the ego. Your ego, and you enter into connection with the friends, and it works like that every moment, each and every moment. Try it. When you are together with them, how much you wish to reject them, you don't want them, and why did I come here, why am I speaking to them, when will it be over? All those things that need to exist, need to be revealed in each and every one. Revealed to a person. I hate them. I can't stand them. Why? What for? I have a million things to do instead of those moments that I spend with them. And this means that you are receiving an opportunity for beating, for striking. You're beating yourself, your own desire. And then above your desire, you enter into contact with them. You smile, you wish to enter, you wish to love, you wish to... Yeah, you can't, but that's how it is. Then after that, you're asking the Creator, help me. Above my ego, where I just want to run away from them, I hate them. They come to take my life away from me. Seemingly this whole meeting is disgusting to me. I want you to help me to be with them, with my heart and soul, so that my heart would open up towards them. Then you begin to work.